time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Raiders on Sunday afternoon.
And you guys, your second half of offense really started rolling, and then they flipped a switch, and then suddenly drive it in. What happened? What changed it?
I just think it's, you know, part of the game, just certain things. And you could probably point out a lot of different scenarios that we wish could have gone differently. You know, with that being said, it was one of those games where we're going to learn from this. I feel like we had control the whole game, let it slip, and we can't do that as a team. And going forward, that it's focused on the details, being efficient, and you know, closing the game out.
How do you regroup now going into Dallas next week? What's your thoughts there?
Just keep getting better. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of good things and things we need to work on. We got a great team, a great group of coaches and players. And so for us, it's coming together, rallying together. We've been here before. We've been, you know, with our backs up against the wall, and that's never stopped us before. So I'm excited about, you know, going forward in the next games.
Mark, is there a different feeling after this loss compared to the one in KC?
Yeah, I think, you know, every game is different, but you know, just how this game played out and the different, you know, scenarios that took place. Wish we could have, you know, got this one under our belt. I felt like we deserved it. It is what it is.
There's so many. You look back at the highlights, offensively and defensively. They're all great plays throughout, but somehow they end up coming away with it. So you just feel like that doesn't jive with the way the results, right?
No, but that's football. That's football. It's anytime, anywhere. It's a game of inches, and at the end of the day, we all got to be better. And that's, you know, period.
They're about 98, and Crosby he is that game record.
He is. You know, he's a good player, and they got a lot of good players on that team. And hats off to them. Congratulations. But we're focused on us, focused on Dallas coming up, and looking to get better as a group and doing that together.
Mark, I got in here just a tad late, but you know, I heard you say that's not you. You have faith in this room. The challenges of 0-2. You know, what do you guys? How do you approach? I guess, you know, going forward from here, in terms of getting where you want to be in a couple months?
Just being us. You know, if you look at the, you know, type of guys that we have and the coaches and how we're built, we're built to withstand a whole season and built to win. So it's really just playing, being machine, like, you know, playing really good football and not making mistakes. And I've said it again, this is a game where we made some mistakes and we had some things go against us, and it is what it is, but we're going to learn, get better, and be more resilient from this.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, being able to be more versatile, obviously. And, you know, obviously when we put Zay and I on the field at the same time, we're able to do a lot of things. I'm excited about, you know, just going forward, what we can do.
It's year two under Monken, but different role players. Do you guys feel like you know what your identity is, or are you still looking for a summer?
Yeah, you know, I think we can do a lot of different things. We can be very versatile and different. You know, obviously we got the guys to smash the ball and the guys to throw it around. And for us, it's, you know, just being dangerous, being versatile and being dynamic. And so the defense has a hard time guessing what we're going to do.
So on those stretches that were going well, like the touchdown drive, I guess what were some of those keys that made it close?
You know, you could look at, you know, at each individual play. It's just guys doing the right thing, you know. And at the end of the day, that's what football is about. All 11 guys playing hard, making the blocks, making the catches, and you know, being efficient, being machine-like.